Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, 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 and welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yesterday, we're talking about parental controls and how if you don't lock them up, your kids may start buying stuff. And Amy just went through this with her 10-year-old daughter. They gave you refunds on everything, right?
Yeah, Amazon was awesome about
it. I guess
it.
It's common. Then. So, Millie's on in Virginia. Hey, Millie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say about this topic?
Okay, so I feel like Dave Ramsey's going to come after me for this because, like everybody else, or unlike everybody else, I didn't notice on my bank statement. So I came home from work one day, and there was a package on the front step. And I know I hadn't ordered anything, so I thought maybe my husband had surprised me. So I was really excited. So I opened it and started ripping into it. And my daughter, she was 4 at the time, she was sitting over in the corner, kind of looking a little sheepish. And there were toys. I just kept pulling toys out. And I was like, I know I didn't order any toys, and it wasn't anywhere near her birthday or Christmas. And so I asked my husband, he was like, I didn't get that. And I remembered that I had the Zulily app on my phone, and my daughter thought that was just, you know, looking at things and you just find things that you like and you make a list. Well, it turns out she had purchased things. But she thought she was going to make it better because I'm a teacher, and so we love pens and office supplies and all of those things. So she had added a pack of pens in there for my gratification.
There you go. It's her looking out for you.
Yeah, it's thoughtful.
Exactly.
What's that app called that you're buying all the stuff from?
Zulily.
Anybody ever heard of Zulily?
No.
Yeah. Is that a Virginian thing?
No. I think it's like nationwide.
It's a girl thing. I'm being told it's a girl thing. I like girl things.
I love that Ray's the only one that knew that.
Raymond goes.
She's on it all the time.
Your girl's on it? Yeah. On Zulily?
That's where she buys a lot of her stuff.
Oh, wow. What do they have on Zulily? I'm interested now, Millie. What else is on Zulily?
Anything and everything. So the second day I showed up at my house, I had another box. And I was like, oh, my gosh, here we go again. And that time it was pots and pans. And they were actually really good pots and pans. They were Paula Deen. So I was calling.
So you kept
Paula
them?
Deen.
Did you keep those?
Well, I was on the phone with them to get a refund. And my husband is taking them out of the package. He's like, these are really nice. So we have Paula cookware now.
That's funny, Millie.
That's
hey,
awesome.
Thanks for the call so early in the morning. And thanks for the heads up on Zulily.
Yeah, it's amazing. Check it out.
Your kid obviously loves it, too.
Zulily, it has girls, boys, and women's. No men's.
Perfect.
It's right up Bobby's alley.
All I need. Hey, Millie, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This Jaden Perez kid seems pretty awesome. He's 8 years old. He just handed out more than 1,000 donated toys and gifts to the kids of Puerto Rico after that bad hurricane hit, and they've been struggling over there. He and his family started sending donations of food and toiletries. But he's a kid, and he said kids would like toys, so he told his mom that. Said, well, you can have a toy drive, so he set it up outside his house, and over 1,000 toys were dropped off.
Wow.
And he donated them.
And he just set it up outside his house.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A toy drive outside his home in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So, Jaden Perez, I see you, buddy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Two cars on an Amtrak train carrying dozens of passengers from D.C. to Boston separated yesterday morning. Luckily, nobody was injured, and they're looking into it. And recall news, they're recalling almonds sold at Aldi. They actually have wheat and soy in them, so if you have an allergy, be careful. And finally, the Olympics get underway tonight on NBCSN. Opening ceremony is going to be Friday night.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but Lunchbox did a giveaway.
What did he give away? I did not see this. I don't know.
This large picture of Zach Brown Band that Zach signed. And I thought, okay, well, that's a slippery slope to go down to be giving away stuff on Instagram. And he said, hey, pick a number 1 through 500, and the first one to guess the number wins it, and he did it, and somebody won, right?
Yeah, someone won.
What was the number?
333.
Okay. And they guessed pretty quickly. And
it was like the 10th guess. I was like, how did that happen?
So he now says he's going to mail them this picture. Well, here's the problem. Shipping it.
I go to ship it, and I take it to the place, and they want to charge me $180 to ship it because it's over a certain size and it becomes oversized in their terminology.
Yeah. No, so it's over a certain size.
Yes.
So it's oversized.
So it becomes real expensive. No, it only weighs maybe half a pound.
It's a humongous cardboard cutout. So now he's thinking about not sending it to the person.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
You have to.
Yeah, you gotta figure that out.
And we're not paying for it as a show.
Oh, come on.
No, I give away stuff all the time. Sign books. I mail them with my own money. If I'm on Twitter and go, I just mail them myself.
Yeah, but your books don't cost $180.
But you gave it away.
Yes. Who knew it was going to be $180?
You should have looked into it.
Let's go to the jury.
It's a giveaway.
Should Lunchbox pay for it himself, Amy?
Yeah, the person won it. Like, you're in charge of the, did you put at the, like, a tiny, you know, terms and blah, blah, blah.
No, because I thought it would be 50 cents to mail because it was real life.
50
one stamp.
Cents? He
was
going to put like a birthday card?
Eddie?
Yes, of course he pays for it.
Yeah.
You should have known this beforehand.
Have you talked to the person?
Yeah, I sent her a message and said, well, I went and it was $180, so maybe you want to come here from Arizona.
Oh, rude.
That's try to do something nice, and this is all I get.
You can still do the nice thing, but now you've bitten off more than you can chew. Just chew, and then swallow. You got it.
Man, I got to hope maybe someone taking a road trip hit me.
He's going to hitchhike it? He's going to hitchhike it to Arizona. Yeah, hit us up.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity. The segment's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
This is a good one. For the last 6 years, this guy's name is Sam. He's been on the kidney transplant list. Sam's a little older. His granddaughter was 17. The day she turned 18, she got tested to see if she could donate her kidney. And she could. And she donated her grandfather.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy and awesome? The day after Maddie's 18th birthday, she got the chance. And that's it. He gets a kidney.
From his granddaughter.
Ball game.
Very cool.
He created that kidney.
Yes.
Like, think about that. He created the person that created the kidney.
Oh, that's a good point now that I think about it.
So he's just repoing it, basically. Give me that back. Right. Amy, you're up.
So a Missouri pastor risked his life to save his neighbor's dog that fell into the pond in his backyard that was frozen. He got home and his wife was frantic. The dog is in the backyard. So he put on his boots. He went out there thinking, okay, I'm going to throw a rope and see what happens. I may be going in this icy pond too. He threw the rope 6 times. Guess what? The rope finally reached the dog, and the dog bit onto the rope and held on, and he pulled him to safety.
The dog bit onto the rope? That's crazy.
That's what you said. The fascinating part of the story is that the dog actually was smart enough to bite on the rope, and he couldn't believe that that happened.
Was it covered in royal canine dog food? Because that's the food I've been feeding my dog, and it's really expensive, but if it was, I'd get it, because my dog will
get some of that.
I think they're not a client. They're not any, they have nothing to do with the show, but I think they're sending me some free stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll buy it, but
I'll let you have some of it.
Okay.
But yeah, and they may not be. So it could be a practical joke. Lunchbox.
There was a family that was living in Puerto Rico when Hurricane Maria hit. They lost everything. They had a baby 3 days after the hurricane. So they relocated to Wichita and the kid was in school. They didn't have a car. The school found out they didn't have a car, raised some money, bought the family a car.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out Wichita.
Shout out Wichita.
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, Wichita, Kansas, he said.
The Big W.
It's not called that.
That's what they call it.
Morgan, number two, you're from Wichita. Is it ever called the Big W?
Yeah, they do call it the Big W sometimes.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Wow.
It's like I'm right
case
again.
Dismissed.
He does spend time there.
Yeah, what's the one he says all the time that they call it?
Hotlanta.
No, they don't call Wichita Hotlanta. The Bobby Bones Show. So it's Garth Brooks' birthday today. Happy birthday, buddy Garth Brooks. Which, by the way, the chair that I'm sitting in, Garth Brooks gave me.
That's pretty cool.
And I sit in it every day.
Every day.
And man, it just feels like I'm sitting on a goat. The greatest of all time.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's his birthday, so happy birthday to Garth. And so yesterday, late on the show, we built the Mount Rushmore of Garth songs. We called it Mount Garthmore.
Yeah.
And we all assigned a song to it. We all got to pick a song. And so Amy picked...
Oh, The River.
Yeah, great song.
Yes.
Fantastic pick. Mm-hmm. Eddie picked...
Oh, Friends in Low Places.
Right. I picked If Tomorrow Never Comes. And we're going to play all the songs throughout the morning since Garth's birthday, but we're going to play Lunchboxes first.
Right. What did he pick?
Well, there were a lot of choices. There was Thunder Roll.
Oh, yeah. Rodeo.
Rodeo. The Dance.
Oh, my gosh. The Dance. Come on.
He didn't pick any of those. You picked.
Two Pina Coladas.
Which is a great song. Unfairly, we're laughing. But yes. It's your own personal opinion.
Exactly. Because you had a chance to pick The Rodeo, The Dance, whatever the other ones you named.
Just Rodeo. Just Rodeo. Just Rodeo.
No duh. But we will play... Two Pina Coladas. Lunchbox's pick for Garth Brooks' birthday.
Man, it's going to be up there, etched in stone forever.
Yeah.
Right on the side of the mountain.
It's hypothetical.
It's not a real mountain.
It's not a real scenario. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here we go. The first song for Garth's birthday. Here's Two Pina Coladas.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lake City, Florida. A 41-year-old man walked into the bank, handed the manager a note, said, "Give me all the money, I got a gun." So they gave him $1,200 and he ran out. They flipped over the note, and it was an appointment for his doctor's appointment.
That's pretty funny. Oh. It's weird to think that someone robbing a store also has an appointment to get his hip checked.
Or
maybe his tonsillitis.
It's kind of weird.
Someone that's robbing a store, I just wouldn't think would be going to the doctor. And does he have insurance?
Or is he robbing the store so he can go to the doctor?
Oh, wow.
He set the appointment up. Well, Now I feel sad. Amy's made me root for the robber now. I hope he got away.
Oh, wait, I don't know.
He couldn't afford his prescription. Oh.
Maybe he has an injury from his last robbery.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm rooting against him.
Okay.
I'm Lunchbox, and that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Amy fell in the shower. Which is scary. I know it's scary.
No, and it was so, it's just a reminder. If you spill shampoo or anything that's going to make your tile more slick, then get the water on there and wipe it up and make it go away right away. I just kind of didn't. And then I went to go grab something, and the way I slipped, I was like, okay, yeah, this is happening. And when you start to fall, you can't stop it. Just like the other day when I fell at the airport, not my fault. The ice did it, but this time was my fault.
What did you hit? On the shower?
I fell against my wall. Like, luckily not the glass door, which is to my left, but my shower's like a little square.
And luckily
square.
Not your head.
Luckily not my... Well, I mean, pretty hard. I got a big old bruise. I mean, I pretty much fell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, I have bruises all...
So, Amy fell at the airport last week.
Yeah, whenever that was.
We were flying to Texas on Friday, and Amy stepped out of the Uber. In the airport, should have had the ice cleaned off.
Yeah, we still need to talk about that.
Amy stepped on the ice, fell, had blood all over her back, hurt herself bad, had to go to the medic in the airport, which I didn't even know existed.
Me neither, but it does.
You've fallen hard twice in the past week.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe this fall would bump me back into alignment because I feel like my ice fall took me out of alignment.
There's the shower fall, the ice fall.
So I was like, oh, well, maybe this will help. But honestly, I think it made it worse. And my hips are uneven, my back hurts, my neck hurts. I'm falling
Have you
apart.
Talked to anyone about the airport fall?
No, but I mean, should I? I was thinking about this, pretty much every day. I lay there and think, should I really look into that? Because it was dangerous. If I had been an old lady, who knows what would have happened to me.
Yeah, could have been done.
Man,
yeah,
so. Imagine if you'd have been a baby.
Oh, even
Ooh.
Then?
Yeah, your parents wouldn't have been anywhere around.
Right.
Babies bounce back.
Oh.
I've never broken any bones. I feel like the airport got lucky with the fact that I have strong, healthy bones for whatever reason, but...
The healthiest, I've heard.
Oh. Not the healthiest, but what if I was someone a little more fragile? That could have been a disaster for them. They're lucky I haven't done anything yet. Should I? I saw an ad for the Durham dude in town.
Like the lawyer?
Just
injury call
law.
And see what they say.
I think it's
I'm
Bert.
Not a person...
Is it Bart or Bert?
That's Bart. Litigious at all.
I'm 0% litigious.
But
I've
you
never
did
even...
step on ice at the airport drop-off zone and hurt yourself.
Black ice.
Oh, wow.
But it was next to ice that was visual, so they should obviously know if they're looking out for their... customers that there's ice and they need to put salt down or cones or something.
Amy, all you have to do is send a lawyer and they will settle so quick. You won't even have to go to court.
Okay.
They're going to hear a lawyer and they're going to pay you right away.
Really?
Absolutely.
But how much do you think you need to get paid? Really? If I were to say
well,
how much?
I have some things. Like maybe I get to the front of the line every time I come to the airport.
Oh.
That'd be amazing.
I like this.
Yeah,
now we're putting terms in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So then
free
also,
pass. Don't worry about terrorism. Just free pass. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, they can screen me. But
go ahead.
Then also, when you come into the Nashville airport, there's always like, welcome to Nashville. I'm Dierks Bentley. Mm-hmm. Thanks for flying. Hey, this is George Strait. Hope you had a great trip. Welcome to the Music City. Well, Bobby has recorded stuff on there.
I like where she's going. Sue him.
Yes.
Sue him.
His stuff is, I've never heard it
Me
play.
Either.
And then my husband sometimes is like, well, honey, why aren't you on there? I'm like, well, maybe now's the time. Maybe as a show,
wow.
We all get on there. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Welcome to Nashville.
Yeah.
Ooh, Amy, I like it.
I
Sue
know.
Him.
There's things we can ask for.
We want hats to say B&A at the airport.
Yeah.
All around. We
B&A.
Want hats all around.
I want to be able to take whatever I want on a plane.
We
want to
rename the
Amy,
airport.
anything.
You get to go through the screening with anything. Machetes.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, we.
Okay. You got to trust me.
I don't know what BNA stands for, but Bobby Bones National
Airport. Okay, now you're getting crazy. Now you're getting crazy. Now we're going to play
the rename the airport. Okay.
Now she's gone loco.
Well, how much do you think they'll settle for, really?
I think you get, I don't know.
Also, college tuition for my children.
Okay. Love it.
We've gone crazy.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Eating sparks a rush of endorphins, just as if you were working out and they say it sparks your brain to have all these great feelings, eating does it too.
I believe that.
I love eating.
Me too.
I build my days around when I'm going to enjoy food.
Yeah. But it's not just the eating for, okay, I'm excited to eat sometimes. I'll eat for all kinds of things. Stress, I'm eating. Oh, tired,
I haven't been feeling great, so I eat bad food.
Like, oh, food's just going to make me feel better.
The healthier you eat, the less pleasure, the less the endorphins. So using a PET scan, researchers found one of the most significant levels of endorphins were released right after people ate pizza, their favorite kind of pizza.
Delicious. Yeah, pizza people know what's up.
More unexpectedly, they noticed that even more were released whenever you had a drink as well with it, like a good drink.
A good beer.
Yeah, so...
Isn't that crazy that working out is a lot of endorphins, but so is eating.
Yes,
it makes you
feel
good. Yeah. No, you don't have to choose. You can do them both. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
I would like to say something. If I can have your ears. Lend me your ears, countrymen.
Yes, yes.
And women.
Thank you.
I just meant everybody.
I know. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't take offense.
All inclusive. So in about 40 minutes or so, will be the tire change challenge.
Yeah.
Between Morgan number 2 and Lunchbox. And they will, which by the way, it's much warmer today than I thought it was going to be because it's almost 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So there's no frostbite, which...
He's been complaining.
Harry
about.
Over there. Been
I'm just telling you, it's 37 and dropping.
It's not dropping because it's going to be up to almost 50 today. That being said, we'll go out and... Lunchbox, would you like to go first or second?
Oh, ladies first, right? Isn't that the... I'm a nice gentleman, so I'll let ladies go first.
Great. You will not know her time. She will not know your time. And if anyone sees you rushing unsafe, you're automatically disqualified. Either one of you.
Rushing unsafe? Oh. What does that mean?
If you're going super fast and it's unsafe where you could drop the car on you and lose a foot or something.
Smart.
That's unsafe. You just change the tire. It's boom. You're changing the tire at an up-tempo rate.
Do your thing.
But it has to be safe.
So if the car starts wobbling, then like stop it.
Do we all understand the rule?
Yes.
No injuries.
Well, yeah, that's what you hope for.
That's right. So that happens in about 40 minutes, and Morgan number 2 will go first. She's 24. She's got a Jeep, much bigger tire, much bigger truck.
Yes.
So I would say she's working from a deficit, which
for sure.
And then Lunchbox has an 05 Altima, and he'll be taking off his own
tiny tire.
I think he can lift that up with his one arm.
Yeah, probably.
Pull the wheel off.
Yeah, and I got my automatic jack and my get the lug nuts off. I'm ready.
He went and bought an automatic jack yesterday.
Did you already have one?
Yeah, guys. Come on now.
Wait, is that cheating?
Not really. I mean, it's part of the equipment, right?
Who has one in their car?
I don't know about that. It happens in 40 minutes.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
You know Selfie Kid from the Super Bowl? He said thousands of people have requested to follow him overnight. He's 13, so he's got a protected profile page. People found him. They want to follow him, which is a little weird.
Yeah. I mean,
what's he going to do? But Justin Timberlake goes up, and they're talking more about what happened. Apparently, his phone died as he was trying to get the picture, and that's why he was on his phone the whole time. And then he got the selfie. And I remember coming on the next morning and going, that kid's rich. You don't just sit there unless you're rich and you have all these credentials on.
Yeah.
His uncle's a billionaire.
Oh.
So, you know, that's not heaping too much praise on some rich kid who's in a good place. But, yeah, it's funny. I bet he's cool at school for a bit anyway. The 7th grader from Massachusetts said he wasn't distracted by his phone, which is what everybody thought. That he had it shut down and he turned it back on. So...
Yeah, I mean, what 7th grader? Did you guys ever know to be a kid that went to the Super Bowl?
Only billionaire uncle 7th graders, and that's the first one I've ever known of. Cheryl in Tampa, hello, greetings.
Good morning.
Good morning, what would you like to say?
I'm listening to the contest rules between Lunchbox and Morgan, too. And straight up, if you really want an equal contest, he should really step up and be a gentleman and let Morgan use his automatic jack.
I don't even know that he has an automatic jack. Although, my nickname in college, Automatic Jack. Did I tell you that?
Okay, no. Good.
I thought he had an automatic lug nut remover.
Well, it doesn't matter. They're using their own cars. They're using their own tools. If someone thought of something, that's on them.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. It's life. It's life. It's combat.
Life.
The weapons you bring into combat are the weapons you fight with.
That's fair.
So I agree with you, Cheryl, but the rules were you do your own car, you do your own thing. And so...
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, really, don't you agree I have to do that at this point?
No.
Okay, well, that's fair. And that's what I like about you, that you don't always agree with me.
Yeah, you could shift it.
I'm not going to,
well,
though.
We don't know what Morgan has under her sleeve.
That's true. That's true.
Well, and hopefully she thought of something. I just...
Hopefully she brings a pit crew and doesn't tell Lunchbox. They all show up in their track suits. Hey, Cheryl, thank you for listening in Tampa. I really appreciate it. And you know what I do? I appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Do you remember Haley Joel Osment?
Yes. I see dead people.
He flipped out in the airport after the Super Bowl. He was trying to fly home.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your flight's full. Stay the night. And that's annoying for anyone.
Yeah, but I'm sure he got some vouchers.
So they said, come back the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Went back the next day. The flight was fully booked.
Ooh.
So he starts flipping out in the airport, screaming, yelling. According to the story, went into full meltdown.
Oh.
So I said, okay, send the police. The police go.
Oh, police.
He said, I'll destroy you. Talking to a gate agent.
What?
So he watched all the people board.
Like on Twitter?
No, yelled it at them.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I feel like maybe he may have some other stuff. I feel like when people flip out like that, they've got other stuff going on in their life, and this is something that just causes them to explode.
I think being a child actor that didn't translate into being an adult actor.
Yeah. Mm.
Just me assigning things to people for absolutely no reason with no background to do so.
No research.
Yeah. I have nothing to base this on. But you think he walked up to the gate and was like, I see boarded people.
Maybe they didn't know who he was. He probably should have done that.
No, he is unrecognizable. I just Googled him.
He is?
Like, he's gained probably 100 pounds and a full beard.
Well, I hope he's gained weight. He was like a tiny kid.
Oh, good point.
That's funny.
Good point, Amy.
Great point.
Eddie's like, he's taller. He has facial hair. I don't understand.
He has a mortgage. Everything's different about
him.
He's
driving a car.
Amy, I will give you the child star. Tell me what show they were on or movie. Okay.
Oh, man.
So if I'd said Haley Joel Osment, you would have said?
Oh, man, the name of the movie.
Uh-huh.
I see dead people.
The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
And yeah, it doesn't count.
I know.
I'm going to throw a lunchbox in this one, too, because you're going to struggle. I can tell. If you didn't know Sixth Sense, we're probably going to struggle.
I do know Sixth Sense. I just was struggling.
I do it out of love.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lunchbox, Jonathan Litnicki.
He's in Jerry Maguire.
Correct.
Wow.
Amy, Jaleel White.
Hold on. Family Matters.
Correct. He was Urkel. Lunchbox, Fred Savage.
Oh, The Wonder Years.
Correct. Ralph Macchio.
Karate Kid.
Ooh!
Wow, good one.
It's like Wimbledon. Back and forth. Okay. Lunchbox, Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh, that's Webster.
Oh!
Wow! Clutch.
Amy, Dustin Diamond.
Save the Bell.
Oh!
Wow!
Lunchbox. You're not going to get this one.
Dang it.
Henry Thomas.
Oh, that's easy. Home Improvement.
Oh, no. I thought he was going to nail it. E.T. He's the kid
he's
in
Elliot.
E.T. Elliot.
Oh. Wow.
I wouldn't have got that.
Woo.
Amy, Rico Rodriguez.
Ooh.
What?
Lunchbox will get this one.
Oh, he will?
Mm-hmm.
The George Lopez Show.
No, Lunchbox will
win. Modern Family.
Yeah, so okay, we're still leaving. Modern Family.
Oh, is he on Live with Kelly when you were on?
He was a guest.
Shoot.
When I hosted Kelly Ripa, he was a guest.
And yes, Eddie, I took context clues.
Thank you.
Okay, Lunchbox, Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that's easy. Doogie Howser, M.D.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct about that. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Amy.
Home Improvement.
Correct.
You're welcome.
And you're all tied. Speed round.
Oh!
Just one. All you have to do is say the answer, not your name.
Okay.
The answer. You get one shot. What show is Gary Coleman from?
Oh.
Eddie can steal.
Oh, no. Different Strokes.
Eddie's the winner.
Stop.
Oh,
Stop. That didn't count.
Eddie, hey, comes in.
Dude.
Like Spider-Man and saves the day.
You didn't see that coming. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
We are 9 minutes away from the Tire Change Challenge. Hashtag Tire Change Challenge. Oh. And put your vote in. Will it be Lunchbox or Morgan number two? Hashtag Tire Change Challenge. The cars are over the side of the building. Morgan number two will go first. Lunchbox will not know her time. He will be out of the room. He'll be sequestered, isolated in the booth. So she'll change a tire. We'll know the time. He'll go out, change his tire, and we'll see who it is. They've had this debate on who can change a car tire the fastest. Let it in today.
Love it.
So 9 minutes away from that starting. Dun, 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 dun. A tire change challenge.
That's the hashtag?
Hashtag tire change challenge. And then you can put either Morgan number two or Lunchbox.
I just voted.
Did you hashtag tire change challenge?
Of course I did. Tire change challenge.
So Morgan two or Lunchbox. The race is on.
What's the hashtag again?
Tire change challenge.
Okay.
Yeah. Zach Brown Band, then Amy Skinny, then the Tire Change Challenge. Okay, Amy, let's go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Garth Brooks surprised a fan with a pretty awesome invitation. So the fan's over in Sweden and mentioned to Garth, hey, me and my new husband, we're going to be visiting America for our honeymoon. And she was kind of just asking where to go while road tripping through the South. And he said, well, why don't you come over and have dinner with us? Trisha will cook you a meal.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
I feel right now like Lunchbox does when he hears someone won the lottery and it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Like I've invested so much time into getting to know Garth.
Yeah. He's done tons of things for fans, gifts this, gifts that, trips here, all kinds of things, but never has he invited someone to come over for dinner.
Wow. I wonder if his house is shaped like a big G.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
Probably.
What else you got, Amy?
So if you're still trying to figure out your romantic Valentine's Day plans.
I am, and I have no romantic Valentine's person, but I'm trying to figure out the plan. Yes.
Well, Thomas Rhett has some advice. He encourages loads of chocolate, maybe a teddy bear if she's into that kind of thing, some good old kissing time on the couch, and a romantic movie.
So original.
You just stay in, which that'll save you a lot if you stay in and do a movie at home and just smooch on the couch, because I saw the average couple going out is going to spend like $170.
You know, if you're Thomas Rhett, that works. If you're normal Joe Schmo and you go, baby, I got this night planned of us sitting at the house watching Hope Floats. Not going to float that
get
well.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you didn't
don't
even try.
Don't forget about, you know, good old kissing time on the couch.
That probably comes after you take her to a nice meal, buy her something nice. Yes.
What are you trying to say? I'm Amy. That's your 30 seconds. Get
the Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
When I play this song, it gets such feedback. I want to play it again right now. People love this thing. It's from Walker Hayes, and it's called Craig. It's a true story. I hope you listen to the words. I know things are frantic right now. You're trying to get the kids to school, trying to get you to work. But if you can just listen to the words here, this is a true story from Walker Hayes, friend of ours, friend of mine. And Walker had been dropped from record labels and was struggling as a musician. He's working at Costco, and he had six kids, and he didn't have a car to drive him around. And so this guy named Craig at his church came and said, hey, let me help you out, and he gave him the deed to his van.
So amazing.
This song is so good. The story is so good. I actually know Craig, who he is now, and that's a whole
lot. You met Craig?
I'm just going to leave it because I'm planning something.
Wow, okay.
It's such an amazing story. I hope you guys listen to this. I hope you download it if you like it. It's Walker Hayes, and it's Craig.
I met Craig at a church called Redeeming Grace. It's like he understood my I don't want to be here face. I felt out of place, and I smelled like beer. But he just shook my hand, said, I'm glad you're here. He says, we'll all be judged, but he was never judgmental. And even though my songs don't belong in no hymnal, he quote me my lyrics, slapped me on the back. Said, man, you got a gift, how you write like that? Yeah, I know, he sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get, now he can't. Walk on water, turn a Napa Valley red. But he just might be tight with a man that did. Now he's not the light of the world, but I wish that mine was bright as his. Yeah, he just might be tight with a man that is. a record deal, yeah, all the perks fade fast. Dealership said we're gonna need to get that minivan back. So we were down in one car, and broke as I felt. And my wife has 6 kids and only 5 seatbelts. I needed help, but couldn't admit I was struggling. I said, Craig, it's all good, but he knew it all wasn't. Hey man, I'm praying for you would have been sufficient. But nah, he took roadside assistance to a whole nother level. The sacrificial heights, showed up at the ballpark after my son's game one night in 2 cars with his wife Laura watching from the other. I said, what in the world are y'all doing here, brother? He just laughed beside that old Chrysler Town and Country van with the keys and the title and the pen in his hand. Said, man, all you gotta do is sign and it's yours. I said, no, no way, but he wouldn't take no for an answer. I said, please do. Somebody did this for me once, just let me do this for you. We argued about it for a little while, then I teared up, and Craig smiled. Yeah, I know, he sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? He can't walk on water or turn an Apple Valley red, but he just might be tight with a man that did. Now he's not light of the world, but I wish that mine was bright as his. Yeah, he just might be tight with a man that is. My pride was way too ashamed to be adequately grateful at the moment. But I signed the dotted line and I drove the kids home. And when a cop pulled up beside us at the light, they didn't have to duck. Cause thanks to Craig, they were all buckled up.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Got a pretty adventurous hour here. We'll start it with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What is Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
One, Forrest, one.
That's funny.
One, Forrest, one.
Yeah, for all the kids out there, Forrest Gump was once a movie that we all loved. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best movie of our lifetime.
Right. And it's like, run, Forrest, run.
But the passwords.
One, Forrest, one.
Got it.
That was the Morning Corny.
Let me get that music. We shall now send our competitors out to battle.
Yeah!
Finally, the Tire Change Challenge. Morgan number two, who brings the web to you? We're talking about changing a tire, and let's run, I can change it faster than you. And all of a sudden, it was born. This odd rivalry. So Morgan's like, okay, cool, let's see. And Lunchbox is like, ah, I'll dominate you. So Morgan will be changing the tire to her Jeep. Morgan, what's your Jeep about? What? Give me the details.
It's 2016 Jeep Wrangler.
Jeep Wrangler. What color
is
it?
Yeah, it's white.
Oh, yeah.
And the tires are pretty big. They're probably bigger than like half of my body.
They're bigger. So. Yes. I think your tires are bigger than my tires. You have a big Jeep. She's getting Wichita, Kansas represent with that Jeep over there. So that's Morgan number two. Over to my right is Lunchbox. Lunchbox, what kind of car are we working with today?
We're working with a 2005 Nissan Altima, 196,000 miles, a lot of wear and tear, a lot of debris inside, some scratch, some dents, but she gets me from point A to point B, and sometimes breaks down in between.
There you go. If we can send our competitors out to battle, so well, Eddie, you'll go out.
Okay.
Yeah, and Mike, do you go out? We'll document this, but Lunchbox, you've got to go and sit in the isolation chamber because you can't know how well she's
doing. Yeah, that's fine. She'll be out there getting frostbite, and I'll be sitting in the warm.
Okay, cool. So, Lunch is going to be hidden. You guys are heading out.
All right, we're heading
out. We'll check back in. I'm going to play a jam right here from Old Dominion, and then we'll come talk to you guys, okay? They're walking out of the studio right now. Amy, who you got your money on?
Morgan.
I think I have it on Lunchbox.
Really?
His car's a lot smaller.
Yeah, but...
And he doesn't want to lose.
I know, but sometimes he... what's the word?
He has rage and is angry at people and mean.
Oh, well, there's that. But when you mess up in the heat of the moment...
Oh, he chokes.
Chokes. Yeah, sometimes he chokes.
I'm putting my money on Lunchbox just because I think he's cheated somehow.
Good
Morgan,
luck, Morgan
number
two's
ready. Morgan, I got my money on you.
All right.
You go, girl.
I would like for Morgan number two to win. It's funnier for the show.
Mm-hmm. She will.
Yeah. Let's go out. Because outside right now, Morgan number two, our web girl, is out. She's going to change a tire, and we're going to time it and compare her to Lunchbox, and we'll see who's the better tire changer. Who's on the phone?
It's me, Producer Eddie. I'm here, Bones.
Why am I talking to you for again?
I don't know. Here's Morgan number two.
Morgan number two, are you guys ready with your Jeep?
Basically, yeah.
So what's that? Can you start? If I give you a countdown, can you start?
Yes. As long as Lunchbox can't have his stuff put together. I got to put like the tools together.
Okay, that's fair, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so are you ready, Morgan number two?
Yes.
We're going to start the timer in 5 seconds. You can count out loud so Eddie knows when to start the timer. Ready?
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin, Morgan number two.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go, Morgan.
Morgan is now changing her tire.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm here, man. She's struggling already to put together that little tool together.
What?
Is this on Facebook Live or no?
Yeah, it's on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Everybody can watch on Facebook Live.
Okay, get on Facebook or bobbybones.com. Click our Facebook page.
Okay, I'm going
to go. Okay, she's under the car. She's looking for the spot to put that jack on.
All right, we'll check back in a second. Okay, so we're at 9 minutes and 10 seconds on Morgan number two's tire change challenge. Eddie.
Bones, it's the home stretch. She is tightening the lug nuts.
Yeah.
I'm watching her on Facebook Live right now. Eddie, tell me when she's officially done.
Okay, she's tightening the first nut right now out of 5 total.
Okay, so
she's done with the first nut.
Okay.
Now she's tightening the second nut.
There you go. All right.
All right, now she's tightening the third nut. Bones. It's almost done.
She's good.
I've been watching her on Facebook Live. She absolutely knows what she's doing. She's taking this big Jeep, ripped the tire off, put the tire back on. We're at 9 minutes and 48 seconds right now. Eddie, what nut is she on?
That is the fifth nut, and she's about to be done with the fourth nut right now, Bones. She's about to tighten the fourth one. Last tighten. Now she's on to the last nut.
We're on to the last nut, everybody.
Oh.
She's tightening the last nut.
Final nut. It's the final
Morgan.
Nut. Final nut.
The last
tighten
nut.
Tighten that nut. Tighten that nut.
Done. She's done.
Done. Okay.
Time. Yes.
Eddie, our time is 10 minutes and 13 seconds.
10 minutes and 13 seconds. Official time. Good job, Morgan, too.
Woo! Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
Morgan, you were good. How'd you feel?
I feel really good, but getting that tire back on, that was tough. Tire probably weighs like almost close to what I weigh.
That was part of the struggle, was getting that tire back on. But you know what? If she's planning ahead, if she were to have a flat tire and a meeting, she could change it and still be on time.
10 minutes and 13 seconds. Morgan number two.
Yes.
Yes, nice work. Okay, so we're going to bring her in, and Lunchbox now gets to leave his little room of isolation and go out. So,
I can't wait.
I'm going
to
play the song. We'll come back.
I hope it takes him like 20 minutes.
That was amazing.
Morgan number two changed her tire in just over 10 minutes. So Lunchbox is going out to his car now. And Eddie's out there monitoring. Eddie.
Yeah, Bones, I'm here.
Is Lunchbox out there?
Lunchbox just pulled up. He pulled up in his 05 Ultima, popped the trunk. He's getting ready to pull out all his gear.
Okay, so don't let him put anything together quite yet.
Okay.
Hey, put the video back up. Why'd you guys end the video?
Oh, I don't know. Mike D, is the video back up? All right, Mike D says the video's back up.
Okay, go to our Facebook page, and you can watch the video of Lunchbox. Morgan number two's official time, 10 minutes and 13 seconds. We have to get her away from Lunchbox. We'll bring her back in the studio.
Well, you just told me.
Go ahead. He's complaining about something. I hear him.
Yeah, all right.
Man, I've already got frostbite. Let's go. What are we waiting on?
Frostbite. Stop it. Okay.
Morgan didn't say one single thing about the weather.
No, she just crushed it.
Yeah, because she's from Wichita. She's used to this.
Okay. Weren't you born in Kansas?
Yeah, I lived there for 9 months.
Yeah, but you were born there. She was born there.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Should be in your blood.
Oh, what? He can't hear me. Yeah. Okay. Lunchbox.
Frostbite is getting to my ears now, I guess.
It's now taking over his ears, so we have to start going. Lunchbox is in the tire change challenge. Go to our Facebook page. We've started a new video. Lunchbox is in his Chicago Bears hoodie. And it looks like, which guy's little sweatshirt you got there, buddy?
Colorado Rockies.
Okay. Shout out to Denver listening right now. All our new Denver listeners, Colorado Springs listening. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Cold.
Oh my goodness. And here we go. Lunchbox.
Wait, I thought Morgan wasn't supposed to be here. What are we doing?
Send her. Okay, just tell her to walk back to the building.
Why is, I'm not really worried about it. If she wants to see a champion change a tire, she can watch me.
Just send her back here, Eddie, please.
Yes.
All right, I sent her back. She's gone. She's on her way.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Oh, you ready to start already?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, time's gone. There you go, Lunchbox.
I started.
Okay. Lunchbox is on our Facebook page. He's changing the tire. Eddie, how's he look?
Okay, well, so far, the first nut's already loose. I mean, he's flying, Bones.
He probably drove up with the button. The nut's already loose.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, he's already starting. It's a good start.
Yeah.
Three nuts are already loose. When Morgan number two was starting to do that, it took her a while.
Okay.
So he's already beating her.
We'll come back and check in with you. Let's go check in the garage. Hello?
Wow. Hey, Bones. I'm here.
Yeah. So when we left, Lunchbox was changing the tire in his car. Morgan number two had changed the tire in her car. Her Jeep, it took 10 minutes and 13 seconds. Lunchbox's Altima took, is he still going or no?
Bones, come on now. You think I'm already going? I'm already taking a nap.
What? You're done?
Did he finish?
Bones, he says all he does is win, and that's what he did today. At 7 minutes and 45 seconds, Lunchbox completed the tire tanking challenge.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, yes, I'm so disappointed. You always doubt me, and all I do is prove you wrong every single time, frostbite and all. Someone bring me a hot chocolate. Champions drink hot chocolate. That's what we drink.
You know, I do have to say, Lunchbox, you did win.
It's impressive.
We cannot take that away from you.
I smoked her.
You are the Nick Foles of the tire change challenge.
Like, it wasn't even close. Like, I almost changed two tires in the time she changed one.
No, that's not the case.
Not really.
She was 10 minutes, you were 7.
Yeah, you were closer to 8.
Different. That's a third of her time.
Mostly it's like 20%, but yeah.
Okay, 20%, yeah. So, I'll take 20% off something.
He's like, I got to change 5 tires.
Yeah, you did win. Hey, we can't take it away from you. Lunchbox is the winner.
No.
You need to correct yourself. I dominated. Say it with me. You dominated, Lunch.
Do you feel like the Facebook people, because they were watching live, and they said that Morgan number two was at a serious disadvantage because her truck was so much bigger than yours?
I can't hear that.
Yeah, okay. So because he lifted, he didn't even have to move his body to go do that thing where you jack it up. She had to go around to the back side of her truck to jack it up.
But we stated the rules. He won by the rules.
I know.
So I compare him to
if
the...
If she had a little mini car too, she probably would have won.
No. He's the winner. Amy, don't. No excuses.
What?
No, you guys bragged about how cool her Jeep was before.
It is cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I sat out here with frostbite and I did it. If there wasn't frostbite, I probably would have done it in 4 minutes.
Okay, well, congratulations, Lunchbox. You won, but you also kind of doubted that Morgan number two could actually do it, and she did it.
No, I said she couldn't do it as well as me. That's exactly what I said. She said she changed her tire.
I don't know why he's so mad. You won. Hey, Morgan number two, how do you feel about this?
You know,
she's embarrassed.
No, it sucks to lose. It does. But I'm so proud of myself because doing that in 10 minutes, I just feel so good right now. Like, you can't even take that away from me.
You can't take that away from her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can. If you're happy with second place, oh, yay, 10 minutes. Yay, celebrate second place. We don't celebrate second place where I come from.
Where do you come from?
A family of winners.
Oh.
Okay.
Lunchbox, I picked you to win, just so you know.
I mean, I have no idea. I was sequestered. I have no idea who picked me, but I know that Amy didn't pick me. I know Eddie didn't pick me.
I did.
I have no idea. Only Bobby. Bobby's the only one that ever has confidence in me. And so all you haters out there, yeah, change that tire. Open the flat today.
Okay, come back inside, buddy.
All right.
Get out of the frostbite. I know conditions are rough out there. It's almost getting close to 40. Ooh. All right, come on back in.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
I had to go to the doctor yesterday because I went to get a flu check.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Good. I have an excellent doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and they did the flu check where they stuck the thing in my nose. And they have to get deep in there. And you know how sometimes you do Visine into your eye and you pull your head away last minute?
Yeah.
Every time she came in my nose with that, I just pull back hard. Every time. So I said, can I just do
it? Did she ever get it in?
Well, I had to put it in myself. Because it just was very vulnerable feeling.
Did it tickle?
Yeah, because it goes way up there. Uh-huh. So... But this nurse is like an angel because she says, yeah, I got a steroid shot. And the doctor didn't really want to give me one. He says, I don't really like steroid shots because they make you feel good for a second, but it's chemicals. And I say, it made me feel good. I got something big I haven't told my listeners yet, and I got to do it coming up. I can't get sick. Tested negative for flu.
Yay.
I do have some viral sinus infection happening. So I'm just trying to stay away from that. And they give me the shot. But I'm telling you, she goes, hey, it's not going to hurt. And I go, okay. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You tell that to everyone. She said, I used to work pediatrics. I got little babies. I said, oh, perfect for me. So I pull my pants down, lean over the table. It's like an angel kiss. Needle in.
She's just really good. That,
I'm telling you, it was the greatest shot.
She needled me like a toddler.
I would have taken another. It was amazing.
Oh, is that good?
Wait, and you really like lean over?
There's a table. You put your hands on the table and you just kind of stick your butt out.
Yeah, okay.
And she took the needle. I'm telling you.
Did you get a lollipop?
It was like a gentle baby doe had come into the forest. Oh. It was just eating a nice leaf.
Baby doe.
That was covered in dew, by the way. Oh. The leaf was. And that was it. And I left, and I don't feel 100%, but I got that shot, and I'm on some normal medicine that's nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And here I am today.
Like, you look good.
Feeling good, looking good.
I'm not feeling great. Feeling okay. I look good, I can't help that, can I?
That's right.
No. I look how I look.
How about that viral, though? We supposed to be worried about that viral thing going on?
Is this sinus thing you said was in your head?
Here's the thing. You should always worry.
Oh.
But it's not the flu. So I don't touch any of you guys. You don't touch what I touch.
That's true. You're pretty far away.
Yeah. So there's that. Lunchbox just walked back in the studio. The champ is here.
Yep, I didn't hear any music, but
sorry, we were talking about a segment.
Yeah, I mean, what's more important, championship or your little viral?
Your infection. Little
viral.
Well, we were doing a segment viral before you walked in, and then when you walked in, then
I mean, you should be sitting here in silence, waiting in anticipation for the champion to be back.
Oh, silence on radio is always good.
Yeah, that's great for ratings. Yeah. Bobby Bones Show. Best Buy has informed music companies it will stop selling CDs in July. Straight up. And when I think of Best Buy, I think about the whole section of CDs. You go in.
Yeah.
Also, I haven't been in a Best Buy in a while. Oh. Have you?
Yeah.
I used to go to Best Buy all the time. That was my place.
Yeah, we've lost a few remotes lately, so we got to go there and buy them.
The kids are losing remotes?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they're hiding them somewhere or they're lost, but there's a remote hole somewhere that has like three.
The old remote hole. Yeah.
They're stashing them somewhere. I just haven't been able to find where.
Well, so Best Buy says no more. 89 million CDs were purchased in 2017. But in 2001, for example, it was 800 million CDs.
Whoa.
So you're seeing CDs. And I don't even have a CD hole anywhere in my life. There's no
really?
Hole.
My car
hole.
Has one.
There's no hole for CDs.
I just discovered it.
You just found out you had one?
I got one.
It was so hidden. I was like, oh, that's not just a little fancy thing. That's a CD hole.
Target's limiting selection. Best Buy's going all together out. No CDs. And that's the place we're going. Mm-hmm. It's download and streaming. And then it's going to be just streaming. And then it's just, we're not even going to stream anymore. It's just going to be implanted in our head. You think I'm kidding?
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be scary. What?
Well, yeah, of course.
You're just going to think it and it's going to play it.
Yeah. Eventually that will be a thing.
Do you think we'll be alive for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I don't know about thinking it.
So you just tell yourself, Amy, play George Strait, and then I start playing it.
Then it's, bum, bum, oh, my ex is living in Texas.
Wow, that'd be so cool.
Can anybody else hear it?
No, unless you have a speaker built into your cheek, then it comes out.
Until then, people are going to think you're crazy.
Yeah, or you just open your mouth and George Strait comes out.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
now, see, interesting. This sounds crazy to people, but this is the kind of things that make big things happen.
So, like, right now, we're sitting around innovating. Like, we're coming up with ideas. Okay.
This is not a think tank.
It's a round table.
No. Stop it. Not a think tank.
Whatever. If that starts happening.
I want to talk to our head producer. Hey, by the way, can we not come in if you're sick?
Oh, great.
Who's sick?
Is she sick?
What?
I just have a sniffly nose.
If anyone gets sick, because
that right now.
No, they don't. I don't.
I know. I don't. Nope.
There's a point where you become selfish in your illness. And that's why this flu continues on, because people show up to work going, I'm just going to be tough. What happens is you're hurting everybody else. And so if you're sick, don't come to work. I've never been angry at anybody ever for being sick and missing work. Because all it does is spread it, and then it stays in the studio.
No, what makes you mad is if we show up.
Yes. And I'm kind of irritated right now that someone even has a cold and is coming in. The only person that comes in sick is me.
Yeah.
Because if I don't come in, the show doesn't go on.
Right.
And I don't touch anybody.
And it's cool we get sick.
Yeah. You get sick.
Not you.
But not me.
No, it can't happen.
It can't happen.
Yes. So send her home?
No.
It's just a cold, she says.
I don't even want colds up here. That's it.
It takes a while to kick a cold, though.
Yeah, well, we'll see in a couple months. We'll catch you up in the summertime. You can't get people sick. Anybody. This is the talk. And if right now, if it gets sick, she's the one to blame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's been bringing me papers.
Yeah.
Oh, her hands touch the papers and my hand touch the papers. And then next thing you know, tomorrow, I'm sniffling.
Next thing you know.
And then your kids are going to be
your
sick.
Your kids are at school.
No. Oh, and then they're going to miss school and they're not going to thrive.
And then what if they never thrive at what if they never fully adapt to American culture?
Because, and then they don't go to college.
Yep.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Morgan.
All because someone's selfish.
Go home.
Yeah. Go home. Not even playing right now.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So what I'm hearing is we're getting lots of complaints, not from our normal listeners, but in Denver, we just started the show.
Oh.
And so think, as a listener of this show, think about the first time you heard us. You probably didn't like it because we don't sound like any other radio show. Good or bad, we just aren't like other shows. We don't have DJ voices. We talk over each other. I'm the only one that's ever been in radio, so this is just a bunch of friends hanging out. And so in Denver, we just started, and they're going through, what in the world is this? And so we're getting lots of complaints. Hillary, our phone screener. Hey, just flip her mic around in the glass room, Ray. Hillary, so you're getting lots of complaints from Denver. Why? Because why? Oh, sorry. Why are you getting complaints from Denver? Raymond.
Wrong station.
Wrong. What do you mean?
Like, it was a rock station,
oh,
and
that's
now
what it
it's
is.
Country, and they're very upset that you're on.
They're used to their rock.
That's what it is. Okay.
They're like, where's my station?
I get that.
Hey, do we know what the name of the station used to be? Raymond?
Oh, you know, a rock name, so.
Like, was it like The Brew? Does anybody know what it used to be? Because, I mean, I can give them their dose.
Oh, like give them what they're missing?
Okay. Yeah. You know, I can go into Robert Rock.
Like, instead of, I get it.
Yeah.
Instead of Bones.
Good morning, everybody. It's Robert Rock here.
Ow!
Rock in the morning in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Classic rock. You know what I love? I love rock and roll. A little Joan Jett on your ride there. Woo! Ba-da-da-da-da.
Saw him dancing there by the record machine.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Don't make me bring Robert Rock out.
There's going to be no more complaints.
Hey, it's Robert Rock. Get the lead out.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Robert Rock, Denver, we're home, baby. Rock and roll.
I don't even know about Robert Rock in Denver.
Dude, I kind of like this.
Yeah. I just play all the rock songs. I'd be like, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Robert Rock and all the rock.
What was it called? Rockin' KBPI? That's what it was called? Rockin'?
Rockin'. That doesn't sound very
That's
rock.
Why the station failed. A terrible name. Rockin' KBPI?
Nah, it's got to be more harder than
sure?
that.
Are you sure that's the name of it?
Yeah, it's from Rockin'.
But I think that was just a description of it. By the way, if any station, a rock station is ever called a rockin' whatever, canceled.
That should be an oldie station.
It just shouldn't be a station. It's like, hey, welcome to Music 93. Wait, yeah. What do you do?
Play music.
So, listen, to everybody who's new, even outside of Denver, I would like to welcome you to our group of friends because that's what we are. We're the show that never should be here. We know that too. This show should never be where it is. We shouldn't. We were never picked. We weren't put together by a corporation. We just weren't, and we're not supposed to be here. And because of that, I appreciate our listeners, and that's why we have a bond with our listeners, because we, like our listeners, are very flawed. And we're overachievers. What is it called?
Rocks the Rockies.
That might be their slogan.
KBPI, Rocks the Rockies.
Oh, huh. Okay.
All right.
So that's what they...
And I wonder if they played like, KBPI, Rocks the Rockies, it's your boy, Bobby Rock. Ah, Weezer. Remember going to a party and hearing this?
Bobby Rock.
Yeah. Robert Rock, sorry.
Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah.
What up, dude?
Hey, you going to the party after this, dude?
Yeah, Robert Rock, man.
Oh, that's the dude in the mornings, huh, dude?
Yeah, that's me. I'm Robert Rockin' the Rockies. I'm rockin' rock.
I love driving to work listening to that guy, dude.
Yeah, dude. You want to hear some Weezer?
Yeah, I'd love that, dude.
Okay, I'm going to play We Wears Glasses like I do. You know what I mean?
Ow!
Yeah, Weezer, here we go.
There's still
going. There we go. Too long. Anyway, I'd like to welcome everybody, wherever you are, to the show, because as you can hear, we do kind of do whatever we want until we get in trouble.
As you can hear.
And then when we get in trouble, we stop, and then we do something else. So Robert Rock retires for the day.
Oh, did I? Robert Rock, rocking the Rockies here.
Yeah!
Let's go back to the 90s, the start of the grunge movement in Seattle, Washington. Rock and roll. Maybe you saw their lullaby song during the Super Bowl for T-Mobile. I bet Kurt Cobain was P.O.'d at that. Oh, Robert Rock rocking the Rockies. Nirvana with a little naked baby on the cover. Smells like Teen Spirit. As I continue to talk up the song, the weather today, lots of snow, lots of mountains, lots of snowboarding all day long. Here we go.
Lots of mountains.
That's hard.
Full transparency, Amy and I will talk about the skinny before we do it. And it's a kind of a country Hollywood report. And I always say, please don't mention the Kardashians. And sometimes she has to. Even this morning, she said, hey, should I talk about the Kardashians? I said, please don't. I just have no interest. And I know this show isn't about my interests as much as it is our listeners. I just can't take the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. However, Morgan number two is 24 years old. She is someone who likes the Kardashians. So I've created this segment called What Do 24-Year-Olds Care About? Here.
What do 24-Year-Olds Care About? With Morgan number two.
Whatever.
Morgan number two, what do 24-Year-olds care about?
Well, Kylie Jenner came out of hiding after, 9 months. She has a baby girl, and she named it Stormy. That's what we care about.
Wow.
What do 24-year-olds care about? With Morgan number two.
Whatever.
I love the whatever.
It's cute.
Hey, Marilyn in Denver, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Would you like to talk to Bobby Bones or Robert Rock?
I would much rather Bobby Bones.
Okay, cool. Thank you. What would you like to say?
That's an awesome, yes. So I was just listening to you guys talk about, you know, you're on the old rock station. And, like, that was around for years. So people got so used to listening to that. I think they are a little surprised by it. But I've been listening to you guys on iHeartRadio for a really long time. And now it's nice that you're in Denver, and I'm excited for that. But let me tell you what the unfortunate part of that is. I listen to you guys when I'm getting ready, and then an hour or so later, I also hear you guys in the car, but it's on a time delay, so I've already heard the show.
Yeah, so it's 1 hour back because of mountain time. Mm-hmm. But what I would say is, on iHeartRadio, listen to your local station on iHeartRadio, because you'll get that feed.
Very true.
On the Bull in Colorado, wherever you are, if you're in Sacramento or Colorado, it's a time zone thing. So just listen to the local station on your iHeartRadio feed, and you'll hear that, and you get in the car, and boom, more of this excellence or disaster that is this show.
Right, and that's okay. That's why I love you guys.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening. And tell your friends if you don't mind, and call us again, will you please, sometime?
For sure, absolutely.
All right, appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys.
Have a good day. Man, I get my throat hurts from Robert Rock, man. We're going to call this segment All Hail King Garth. And so he's 56 today. Thought, what a better day to celebrate him than on his birthday. Well, on every other day on the show, too, but especially on his birthday. So let's start with fact number one. You may have known this, you may not. The music video for Thunder Rolls was actually banned from CMT. Do you know that?
Huh. Tell me more.
The song's about a wife's revenge on her cheating husband, and the video went further. The man was shot dead.
Oh, yeah.
CMT banned its airing, and then it went on to win CMA Video of the Year.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Don't think I did.
There's one fact you didn't know.
Yeah.
The Thunder Rolls. How about this? Garth Brooks attended Oklahoma State University on a track and field scholarship.
Huh.
Really?
In 1985, he got a degree in advertising. Then, while he was retired, he started taking classes again. In 2011, he got his master's in business.
Nice.
Oh, what did he do?
What do you mean?
Track and field. I wonder what event he was in.
Hurdles.
The steeplechase.
Long
that
jump.
Is so impressive. Who knew?
He must have been a fantastic athlete. To get a scholarship at a Division I school or a Division II school.
I know. We need to ask him what he did one day.
Yeah.
Maybe have him.
And have him do it. Yeah.
Race Lunchbox.
Lunchbox race him. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, guys.
Lunchbox races Garth.
They'll both end up injured. How about this? He once signed autographs for 23 hours straight with no break. In 1996, Garth Brooks signed autographs for almost a full day, making sure that every fan that was in line at Fanfare in Nashville got to get an autograph.
Oh, wow.
That I knew, and that's legit.
I didn't know that. 23 hours.
Oh.
I know.
How did I know that and you didn't?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how we know things.
One time I had one-on-one time with him without you.
Did you?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Where?
Yeah.
at a CMAs.
We should make sure that didn't happen again.
Oh, why? We had a great time.
Yeah, I know. Probably better than when I was with you. Garth Brooks, we know this because we talk about it. The best-selling solo artist of all time, period. Period. The end. Bigger than Elvis. Bigger than...
The Beatles?
Michael Jackson. Well, they're a band.
I was about to say the Beatles too,
solo
Amy.
Solo artist. I just heard that, yes.
Garth Brooks has the most diamond 10 platinum albums of all time. 170 Man. Million records sold. 170
that's amazing.
Million records. Dang. How about that? And then finally, here's this one. Chris Gaines, his alter ego, which, by the way, I really liked when it came out. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was fantastic.
That is something I didn't understand at the
time. I loved it.
And I don't get it now.
I loved it. I thought the music was really good, too.
I remember being so confused.
Yeah. I still am.
I don't mind being confused.
I still
okay,
am.
So
what about it?
What happened was his alter ego, Chris Gaines, was originally a character in a movie called The Lamb that Garth Brooks was acting in. That was a character in a movie.
Silence of the Lambs?
No, The Lamb.
No, Amy.
The studio pulled the movie and then stopped all the promotion. The Chris Gaines music CD was supposed to be it's supposed to come out at the same time with the movie. So, but the movie didn't come out. So then he just released the CD from the character from the movie.
Yeah, okay,
also in 1999, he hosted SNL, and he was the host, and Chris Gaines was the musical guest.
Now that's funny.
And it was originally
that's
set up
great.
To promote the movie. But then they just went along with it, and Garth just went along with the project.
Huh.
And
so
all of America was like, what is happening?
Not me. I was like, this is great.
Okay.
So he doesn't get credit as Garth Brooks for those sales, so he really has more albums sold than...
I don't know that Chris Gaines sold a whole bunch as compared to Garth. I'm not sure the Chris Gaines record numbers.
Oh.
I did buy the tape, though, for sure. And I listened to it, and I liked it, and I think you guys are just being haters right now, and I won't have that on the show.
Oh, no, I was just telling the
no,
truth.
No, there are certain things
I'm
really
have. Confused.
No, I will not have that.
I would have bought George Strait's Dusty album.
Like, my problem was I had already bought all those shirts, like those Mo Betta shirts. And then when Chris Gaines came out, I was like, well, man, no, he doesn't even wear the shirts anymore and the felt hats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was somebody different.
Right.
Yeah, but he had like weird hair.
When I'm my rap character, Captain Caucasian,
I don't
wear the same stuff.
Dang, good point.
And whenever I have on a different pair of shoes, I'm in character being, shoe boy!
Another good point. And Robert Rock?
Robert Rock's
a whole other different guy.
I have so many personas. Happy birthday, Garth.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know what I didn't know about this El Chapo case? By the way, big drug guy in Mexico, couldn't find him. When they did find him, he would escape. Billions of dollars. Well, we have him in the States. But what I didn't know about the case was, this is an American case.
Hmm.
I thought it was in Mexico. You know, because the jurors were saying, we don't want our identities out there because they'll kill us. Remember
so
that?
The jurors are American?
Yes.
Oh, why was that? Yeah, I was picturing that as Mexican national.
And the story is, U.S. jurors' identity in El Chapo drug trial to remain secret. A judge has ruled that the identities of the jurors expected to decide the fate of accused Mexican drug lord El Chapo, is they're all going to be completely hidden. I understand why El Chapo's lawyer says, don't hide him. For two reasons. One, because they probably want to wipe him out. But two, if you're a juror and you're being protected from the person, you automatically feel like, oh, I'm being protected. He must be bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I get that, but he is bad.
He's
right.
Totally bad. Oh, yes. Man, I feel so bad. Oh, ooh. I find a way out. Like,
I'm not in that jury.
No. I'm busy.
What do I need to say? I don't care.
You need to say you're possibly related to El Chapo.
I just did 23andMe, and it looks like El Chapo and I are cousins, and I need to get out of this.
Yes, that's what you do. My great-grandfather's last name was Chapo.
Well, his real name's not Chapo.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. They ordered that jurors be transported to and from the courthouse by federal marshals, sequestered from the public. They're not putting their names out there. Like, I would want to be covered in a blanket with eye holes like ghosts as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the jury that way.
Yeah. But just say you watch the Netflix show and just be like, I know everything about it. I'm skewered. Yeah. I can't do it.
U.S. prosecutors have accused Guzman 60 of running a global cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine smuggling operation. As a leader of the cartel, he played a central role in a Mexican drug war where more than 100,000 people have died. I wouldn't be on the jury. I would not be on the jury.
Terrible.
I don't know what I need to do to not be on it. Do I need to chop a toe off? Because I'd probably do that. There's no way, because he's going to find out.
Yeah. That's so scary. Dude, it's crazy. I had no idea that was here.
Yeah, I thought it was in Mexico.
No idea.
I immediately enter myself into some therapy thing or intense, like, ward
where I'm like, oh, sorry, I can't.
You go into like 5150?
Yes, I submit myself
you call
to
me, yeah. Bobby, please check me in.
I'm out of control, I don't know.
That's risking your life to be on that jury. So to everyone who's doing it, like a shout out to you.
And the judge? Who wants to be the judge on that? Nope.
And who wants to be the prosecutor?
Nope.
Who wants to be the bailiff?
Nobody.
Get out.
Just cancel the whole thing.
I don't know what to do.
There is no innocent until proven guilty anymore. For him.
Send him to like the top of Canada. Like it sucks up there because it's so cold. Just let him chill.
Oh, literally. I got you.
Just let him, oh, my goodness.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
This is part of the show where Amy has all the news that she thinks is important. I never know what she's going to do. I love this segment. It's Amy's pile of stories. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories. Yeah.
So there's this 23-year-old guy who's blind, but he can't have a seeing eye dog because he has a major dog phobia. So instead, he's getting his own seeing eye miniature horse.
Oh, wow. I'd create a phobia just to get one of those.
Yeah. And miniature horses are on the approval list to take to Disney as a support animal.
Is it on the list to get on an airplane? Because that's all. Peacocks aren't allowed.
A peacock's not allowed, but I don't know. I guess it depends on the size of the miniature horse.
I saw Brett Eldridge with his dog. His dog's big. And Walter?
No, that didn't
Edgar.
Sound right.
Edgar. Yeah, Edgar Walter.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Old man name, whatever. Yeah. He was with them, and I said, Brett, your dog is way big to be flying. He goes, yeah, he sits on the floor. And I was like, wow, a big dog on the airplane.
That's cool.
Yeah, what else?
He missed by the seat.
Oh, by the way, I have something else. When I start name dropping, I don't even like doing it. But I feel like if I don't, I'm lying to the listeners.
You feel like that was a name drop? I don't.
A bit, because I said, but so for now on, before I name drop.
Name drop!
And then I drop the name.
Okay. Every time?
Yes, because wow. I just am a douche. I am. And,
wow.
And I don't want to come off that way. But when I'm telling a story about Brett Eldridge and I was talking to him in the airport, mm-hmm. before I go, oh, you know who I saw?
Name drop!
Brett Eldridge, and he had his dog. And so I just want everybody to know that I can have some self-reflective and say, oh, that's not good of me.
Right.
It isn't.
You acknowledge that. That's good.
Yeah. So that'll be what I do before I name drop.
Sounds good.
Because I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just talking about my life.
Oh, yeah. Man. We may get a lot of that.
I know.
If you don't catch it, we call you out and then that plays.
Name drop!
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Amy.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. So I have what women want, which is tickets. They find whatever, something they're interested in.
Speeding?
Not speeding.
You said anything?
Tickets to a concert, tickets to some play, tickets to whatever that you think they would enjoy and that you're going to go. Not just one ticket for her. Tickets for both of you.
Oh, you have to go
to go enjoy it. And what is at the top of the list of what they don't want is some sort of lingerie.
Yeah, because that's for him.
Oh. Yeah, not for her.
For her.
What about raffle tickets?
Raffle tickets, another great ticket. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about a one-way ticket to hell? Oh, yeah.
What? Is that how you break up?
You just said all tickets.
That's a movie.
I thought that was how you like ended things.
No, go ahead.
I got you a ticket.
A one-way ticket to hell.
That's what I took it as, Amy.
Me
like,
too.
You're sending her out the door, like
okay,
see ya.
No,
that's a one-way ticket out of here, baby. All right, what else?
Wow. So the opening ceremony.
By the way, that's how.
Name drop!
Lindsay L. broke up with me.
Nice.
She gave me a one-way ticket out of here, Busta.
Remember last year you gave her the gift of communication?
No, I did more than that. I did more than that.
That was genius.
What a gift. You took her to Waffle House and was like, here, it got you something.
You're not giving me enough credit because you have you have no romance in your body.
What?
Ooh. We dressed up.
Yeah,
I dressed up head
there.
To toe in like a tuxedo.
That's right. You're right. That's
and
cute.
I reserved Waffle House because they were having a fun Valentine's dinner. And I thought, what a fun way. Valentine's Day to me is not about spending money.
No.
It's about planning something. And I planned this and I wrote her a really long handwritten letter. Did a lot of stuff. Hey, whatever, Amy.
No, I'm just saying that was part
of it. No, you're being a hater there.
No, I was
a little hater. Genius move.
No, it was funny though.
Thank you.
But it was a great gift, but it was a funny stab.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about how he had that's a gift he
can
give.
Go ahead. Next.
Whatever, I quit. The opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics, they're 2 days away. And if you guys still want to go, There's still tickets available.
Wait, to the Olympics or air tickets?
There's still tickets available to the Olympics. And normally it's a sold out event, but Americans are worried
Who
about
wants
their
to
safety.
Go to South Korea.
No yeah, one. That's the problem.
I was
People
in Hawaii
scared.
And I was wetting myself watching the news going, is Un Jong Kong going to hit me? Kim Jong Un?
Because you're really close.
That's where they would hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, super close. It's just like 60 miles north. So it's a little
I'm
too
out.
Close for
Kim
comfort.
Kim Jong Un, not Kim Jong Il.
Did you get corrected by Mike D?
Yeah, Mike D's my man over
Fact
here.
Checker.
He hands me, he goes, hey, dude, you messed that up. What else?
Okay, so I don't know if Girl Scouts, you know, track cookies sold throughout America, and maybe you're the one that sells the most, and you get some crazy Girl Scout award, because I'm telling you, the Girl Scouts that are in states where marijuana is legal.
Oh, they're crushing it.
They oh, the are, munchies.
Some of these girls are setting up shop outside of the dispensaries.
Wonderful
And
idea.
Their sales are quadrupling.
Yeah, it's wonderful
Because
idea.
They're getting people that are walking in and out, and well, yeah, so well, it's just they're at an advantage.
Wonderful idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
That's it. That's my pile. That's four, right?
That was Amy's pile of stories.
And so we go last night, and we can eat at 6, which is late for me. And it isn't late for other people. And so we kind of met in the middle, and Nada and I hadn't hung out since she left the show. And so we were texting, and I say, okay, I'll meet you there at 6. And I'd come from a meeting, and I showered real quick and head over. And I get there, and I'm sitting at the bar. And I'm there early, like I am everything.
Obviously.
And so I'm sitting at the bar, and it's 5:55, and Nada's also quite punctual, and she's not there. 6, she's not there. 6:05, she's not there. 6:10, she's not there. And I go, huh. So then I think I'm at the wrong place, because I'm at a totally hip, cool place, because Nada used to do our digital before Morgan number 2, and she's off doing her own company thing now, and it was weird that she wasn't there. So I texted her. I said, hey, am I at the right place? Because I started to second guess I was at the right place. It was a cool place. Something I would never go. Honest to God, 4 blocks from my house, never seen it.
Oh.
Yeah, in my life. That's how cool. No. She's like, why don't we go to the, okay. Is that here? She goes, yeah, it's 4 blocks from your house. I'm like, okay. Text. I say, hey, am I at the right place? She goes, huh? I said, I'm sitting at the bar. What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she thought it was tonight, but it was last night.
Days
oh.
next.
Oh.
So what'd you do?
Well, I said, don't worry about it. I will just go 4 blocks home.
Yeah.
And oh. meet you later.
I said, well, we can reschedule. And she's like, no. She's like, I'm working from home. It's fine. So she gets stuff in the car, and she gets there 6:30 or so. And she's like, you know how you wake up 10 minutes late and you're flustered all day because you can't quite catch up that 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her because she was just, I just felt like she was flustered. But we probably were there till 8:30, 6:30 to 8:30.
Oh.
And she had already ate, which was the weird thing, because she wasn't planning on dinner. So she just had a glass of wine while I ate dinner the whole time.
Perfect.
And she just watched me eat. But yeah, we talked for 2 hours, and it was good. And that's the third dinner I've been on in 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
Boom. Human happening. And I posted a picture on my Instagram. And what do you think the most posted thing was? Oh, are you dating now?
Oh, of course.
I can't post a picture with a girl.
Nope.
Without somebody being, she pregnant with your baby? No. Nothing is. Yesterday on Instagram, I posted a picture of just my face. And I said on the air, I'm going to post a selfie. I don't even do selfies, really. I say that, but 2 of my last 3 are selfies. But I posted, and I said, let's see how many likes this thing gets. It gets 20,000 likes. What's happening? That's all it takes to make people like a picture? I literally just posted a picture of my face.
Well, that's what the younger people do. They just post a picture of themselves, and they say, like, have a great day.
That's what I did. I said, hey, feel like smiling. And it's a picture of me smiling.
I don't get it.
Yeah, like head producer does it. Morgan number 2 does it.
All the kids.
The younger, the 20s, they do it.
Well, hey, I guess I'm going to start doing it now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to walk around taking pictures of my face. So did that. Tonight I got an event, a work event. All the radio people from country music from all over the country are here.
Yep.
And I try to avoid that. Yeah, it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I'm going to a thing tonight.
Yeah, well, at least you're dipping your toes in.
You're not going.
No, am I?
I'm not making
it. Is this me telling me? Is this you telling me?
No,
I should go.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go.
Okay.
But I'm doing a panel today.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
What did you hear? Because I don't know much about it.
I heard that it's one of the hot ticket items. People are asking for passes to see you talk.
Oh, you can just turn this show on.
No,
oh,
you're
no.
going to be talking about specifics within the industry
yeah.
and what you do. And
Oh, wow.
Whatever it is.
Apparently, everybody needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, who said that?
Well, just word on the street. But the problem with us is we only have 3 passes out of all of us.
Don't come.
Oh, no, we're fighting for the 3 passes.
No, don't waste your... Honest to God, if you want to know something, just ask me. I sit beside you for five hours.
Good point.
What's the topic?
Branding and how to monetize from your brand to secondary brands. So what I'm talking about is I do the radio show, and this show, thanks to our listeners, has been this success, but I'm able to go out and do stand-up and write books and make records and do that while keeping the central. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
See, so you have other branches.
That. Yeah. Monetizing. Good.
Radio's the home, but then
how do you take that brand and use it in other places? Tributaries is a great thing.
Thank you.
So I'm talking about that.
Come?
You can. Mm. Listen, Amy's a great speaker.
No, I'm not. I am the worst.
By the way, that's why you're good, though. That's why I think you're the absolute best co-host I've ever heard on the radio.
Okay.
You and Robin Quivers are the best I've ever heard.
Oh, hey.
And some people say, why not? Well, you're not a host. You don't run the show, so it's not fair to say you could be. But I think you're the best I've ever heard because you don't even know you're good.
Mm.
There's a song, kind of goes like this. She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that kind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed her mind.
She don't know she's beautiful. But
time and time I told her so. Yeah, it's a good song.
That's kind of you on the radio. She don't know she's a good co-host.
No, she's not that kind.
She don't know she's a good co-host.
It's never crossed her mind.
She don't know she's a good co-host.
But time and time
she says stuff that we think
we have to wrap her up all the time. Yeah. And she kind of goes off on different topics.
I mean, I may not be the best speaker, but I'm getting paid to talk, so I might as well talk.
Yeah.
So there's that. Anything else I should cover in this segment?
I honestly forgot why we were talking.
No,
about
I just that. I brought up that I have.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
trying
you're
to do,
human.
I'm doing
you're being
things.
Human. You're doing things.
Things.
You're
went to dinner.
On a panel. You're
went
going
to dinner.
Have an event tonight.
Took a selfie. It's more human than that. I'm taking a stupid selfie.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones. If you want to go like that selfie, because man, it's rocking the Instagram. Everybody on Instagram is talking about it. I was in an Instagram chat room. There's all the buzz.
All about your selfie.
Yeah, Bobby Bones took a selfie. Yeah. I got a text from Morgan number two. Like, I'm so proud of you. And I thought she was messing with me, but I think she's actually proud of me.
Yeah.
Why?
I am. Because you posted a selfie and it was a really good selfie.
Man.
What was so good about
happy.
It?
He looked happy.
I was fake. That's fake.
I'm going to be real, guys. It's fake.
I mean, it's just me faking a smile, but hey.
Good. Next, you need to post a selfie and put some sort of inspirational quote.
Yeah, I don't want things to seem contrived.
Or find a place where like nobody's ever been and do a selfie from there, like a big tower. Or a big mountain.
Yeah.
Railroad tracks.
With no harnesses, with a train real close
That's
to me.
It.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going here.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks for listening today. What are you doing tonight?
Probably just, you know, the routine of getting the kids go to bed.
Yeah, I was watching your son on your Insta story dancing around.
Yeah.
Man, he's got moves.
He does.
He's got moves.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote you back on your Insta story. I saw it.
You're like, oh, he's got moves. And my video cut off right when he was just turning around to give the whole, he has his booty dance he does.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, I missed it.
Yeah, he's got moves for sure. I'm going to something called New Faces tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's where a lot of the artists that have booked during the past year perform.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go in. I have a couple friends that are playing in it that I'm going to support. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'll do that tonight, which means I'll probably be grumpy tomorrow. Just a heads up. It's a late night.
Okay.
You cool?
Prepared for that.
Good.
I'll try to get rest so that we can counterbalance
it.
Yeah.
How's sleeping going?
Better.
Yeah.
We're getting there. I feel like we're making progress and it feels amazing.
So you got the whole parenting figured out.
No.
That's great. Oh, you don't.
No, I don't. Okay. But you know, I don't know. Tomorrow, who knows? If I say this out loud, that means tonight's probably going to be horrible. Who knows?
Well, so the tire change challenge happened today. Morgan number two and Lunchbox changed the tires of their respective vehicles. Morgan number two has a humongous Jeep. She changed it. Lunchbox has an 05 Altima. Changed it. You can hear the results back. Go listen to the podcast either on iTunes or iHeartRadio. And you can hear that. And it's Garth's birthday. Happy birthday, Garth Brooks. Other than that, we'll see you tomorrow. Do you have anything, Amy?
Nope.
Lunchbox, you have anything?
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Wow. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Morgan number two, you have anything today?
No.
Okay, good. Eddie?
Just enjoy the day.
He already said that.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Do your best. Do your best today.
Oh, yeah. Give it your
joke
all.
Joke stealer.
But if you fail, that's okay.
Material
that's
okay. stealer. Okay,
we
we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.